Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard with the BBC News. The United Nations General Assembly has voted in favour of a motion which will allow the Palestinian flag to be raised in front of UN buildings. Under the resolution, the flags of the two non-members with observer status, Palestine and the Holy See, will be able to fly alongside member states. The Palestinian representative to the UN said it was another step towards solidifying his country's status. But Israel's UN ambassador, Ron Prosser, said the decision was an attempt to manipulate the United Nations.
The Palestinian managed to take cynicism to a whole new level. Make no mistake, the goal of this resolution is a photo op. The Palestinians want to bring together world dignitaries and the media to gather around and watch as Mahmoud Abbas raises a flag. They plan to use the prestige of the UN as a backdrop for this charade.
The UN Security Council has authorized a new investigative panel aimed at tracking down those responsible for chemical weapons attacks in Syria. The team has been given the freedom to travel anywhere within Syria to carry out their inquiries. The BBC has seen evidence that more than 60 chemical attacks have been carried out in Syria over the past 2 years. Sebastian Usher reports.
The continued use of chemical weapons in Syria is another failure for the international community. 2 years ago, all President Assad's capability for making the weapons was supposed to have been destroyed. The issue brought the US to the brink of launching an all-out air campaign against the Syrian president, but there have been many credible reports since of the use of chlorine gas by Syrian forces. The trouble is that chlorine isn't banned and it's easily available. The latest reports that IS has used mustard gas are equally disturbing. The militants may have obtained it from Iraqi or Syrian facilities they've captured, or they may even be producing it themselves.
President Obama has instructed officials to increase the number of Syrian refugees admitted to the United States. Preparations are being made to take in up to 10,000 people. Ali Makbul reports.
In the 4 years since the beginning of Syria's conflict, America is estimated to have accepted only around 1,500 refugees out of the 4 million or so people who fled the country. There hasn't been the same public or political clamour for change here as there has been in Europe of late. And until now, the Obama administration's insisted it was still at the forefront of dealing with the crisis through its provision of billions of dollars of funds to Syria's neighbours. A poisonous immigration debate, fears about security, and a limit to funds Congress has set aside for resettling refugees here have all been seen as obstacles to the US doing more.
Footage has emerged of disturbing scenes at the Ruska migrant camp in Hungary at the border with Serbia. The video shows police throwing food at a pushing crowd of refugees gathered in a warehouse building. The footage was shot by activists who told the BBC they were not allowed contact with the refugees. World News from the BBC. The United Nations says there'll be another round of peace negotiations next week between the warring parties in Yemen. All attempts to end 5 months of fighting have so far proved fruitless, and a succession of temporary ceasefires to allow the delivery of much-needed aid have been imperfectly observed. A measure aimed at derailing the Iran nuclear deal has been blocked in the United States Senate. Republican lawmakers had been hoping to pass a resolution condemning the agreement, which they argue doesn't do enough to curtail Iran's nuclear ambitions. Barbara Plettusher reports from Washington.
Heated debate over the Iran deal has consumed Washington for 2 months. Given ferocious Republican opposition, a resolution against the agreement easily had the numbers to pass. But in recent days, President Obama had secured the support of enough Democratic senators to block a vote, and that's what they've done. Republicans still have one more week to pass the resolution and may keep trying, but the legislation aimed at killing the deal is essentially dead. Mr. Obama welcomed the outcome as a victory for diplomacy, national security, and the security of the world.
Northern Ireland's First Minister, Peter Robinson, is stepping down along with all but one of his ministers in a move that brings the province's power-sharing government to the brink of collapse. Mr. Robinson's Democratic Unionist Party lost a vote to suspend the government while police investigate a murder they say is linked to the Irish Republican Army. The International Criminal Court has published arrest warrants against two Kenyans accused of using corruption to influence witnesses. The warrants against Paul Gicheru and Philip Kipkoech Bett were issued in March but were kept sealed until now. The court said that both men were arrested in July. ICC prosecutors last year dropped charges of crimes against humanity against the Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, but his deputy, William Ruto, and a Kenyan journalist still face similar charges related to violence which broke out after disputed elections in 2007.